Again, the Million Women Study, sorry, this is a collaborative group on hormonal factors in breast cancer. The risk of breast cancer in relation to age at first birth, this is a risk fixed here when women with no births, if they have their first birth less than age 17, the risk declines by 40%, but the risk gradually comes back, approaches that of nulliparous women till in the early 30 or 31. It reaches it, stays constant, and then starts to increase a little bit among women who have their first birth after the age of 35. It's important, as scientists, as public health people, we can say it's important to encourage women to have their births early. But at the same level, in a sociological, psychological level, we just can't go around saying, women, you must have your first birth here to reduce the risk of breast cancer. It's a big problem that we've always had with the European Code Against Cancer, that and saying, women, you know, yes, you must have more earlier age at birth, more children. It will have an effect on breast cancer risk, but sadly, that's not something you can transmit into recommendations to the public or public policy. It's just something worth noting.